The Australian Taxation Office, OTO, has signalled a significant intensification of its oversight regarding international financing. On April 8, 2026, the OTO issued a High Priority Taxpayer Alert, TPA, 2026-1, targeting multinational groups that employ complex debt structures to circumvent newly tightened thin capitalization limits. This alert marks a decisive step in the enforcement of the 2026 tax amendments, specifically focusing on interest deductions that threaten the integrity of the Australian revenue base. Auditing the 30% tax EBITDA threshold, the core of the Australia Thin Capitalisation Guidance centres on the enforcement of the fixed ratio test. Under the current regime, net debt deductions are strictly limited to 30% of an entity's tax EBITDA. The OTO has warned that it is identifying arrangements where multinationals appear to artificially inflate their EBITDA or mischaracterize debt interests to stay beneath this ceiling. Key areas of concern highlighted in TPA 2026-1 include contrived debt arrangements, structures designed to bypass the 30% threshold by utilizing hybrid instruments or non-arm's length related party debt. Third-party debt test, TPDT, compliance. The alert emphasizes that the TPDT is a narrow test. The OTO is reviewing cases where taxpayers claim full deductions under this test without meeting the prescriptive, recourse, and Australian assets conditions. Debt deduction creation. The OTO will increase its audit focus on deductions that arise from related party debt used to fund distributions or acquire assets from associates, which are governed by the recent integrity rules. A proactive audit stance. The release of this guidance serves as a formal, on notice, to multinational enterprises. The OTO has stated it will deploy sophisticated data analytics to flag interest coverage ratios that deviate from industry standards. For firms currently utilizing the TPDT or carrying forward disallowed deductions under the fixed ratio test, the Australia Thin Capitalisation Guidance necessitates an immediate review of internal financing agreements. Multinationals are advised to ensure that their debt levels are not only commercially justified but also strictly compliant with the granular documentation requirements of the 2026 amendments. The ATO's message is clear. The era of flexible interpretation of debt limits has been replaced by a rigorous, earnings-based enforcement model.